We're doing Drashot Haran. We're up to page Yud. We're three lines into the bottom paragraph. And the Ran had left us with a perplexing question, really. How could Maisa Bereishis be discussed? And he said Maisa Bereishis is not something that we derive with our own intellect. The real Maisa Bereishis is something that is godly, that one cannot attain on his own. And then the Ran raised the question, well, certain aspects of Maisa Bereishis are going to be nature. So then, if it's nature, so then people attain it with their own research. So what is Maisa Bereishis? So he said that Maisa Bereishis is an aspect of nature that cannot be attained with research. It is an aspect of nature that one can only attain with God's giving him that information. So maybe we'll start the paragraph again. But Tshuva Baze, the answer to this question is, Ki en safek, because undoubtedly, Ki ma'asev reshit hi chokhmat ha-teva. When we speak about how the world was created, so there is an element where we have to say that it is the wisdom, the understanding of nature. Aval lo me'oto tzad she'itchakmu bo ha'anashim mitzad mechkaram. But this isn't a reference to the aspect that people derived with their research. Aval mitzad ma she'idea ne'elemet bo mitzad ha'mechkar. But rather, it is a reference to the aspect of the nature of creation which research cannot deduce. Ve'lo tivada ala b'shefa eloki. And this knowledge cannot be attained in any fashion other than if God reveals it. The who, and this is as follows. She'yesh lekol ha'nimtzeim shnei po'alim. Everything extant has two aspects of its functioning. Po'al nimshach acha chumram. Firstly, there's the aspect where its function is a function of its material, what material it is composed of. Upo'al nimshach mitzad tzuratam asher hu atzmutam. And then there's a function of its shape, which is representative of its essence. So this is a little bit Greek philosophy, the difference between the matter and the shape, and that the shape is representative of the essence of the item, the essence of the object. Va'po'alim nimshachim mitzad chomram. And when we discuss its function, which is a derivative of its material, yod'u mitzad ha-chakira o mitzad ha-sagat mikrehem. There we yivad'u, there we can deduce what its function is when we research and we derive what the source of that element is. But when we discuss its function that is a derivative of its shape, if shashivadu b'shum panim mitzad ha-chakira, that cannot be deduced out of simple research. Ela mitzad ma shehotziu hanisayon la'or. But rather you experiment and you can find out. V'gam ki neda po'alehem mitzad hanisayon. And even though experimentation can reveal certain things, you see a certain flower. So you don't know that flower can cure this or that. Even if you'll work on the elements of the flower, you still can't know. There are certain aspects that you can know. But out of experimentation, you could find out. And even when you do find out, lo nida sibat polehim klal, you still will not be able to derive why it functions that way. Ki anachnu nida, for example, says the Ran, we would know bepilpel, with regard to pilpel, which we'll say is pepper. Shu mechamim, that it causes heat. V'nida sibat ha-chamut liyot ha-yisod ha-ishi gover alav. And we'll say that the reason that it is a source of heat is because there is an element. Remember, the Ran is working with the concept that there are four base elements, one of which is fire. So there's an overpowering of fire, the element of fire within this pepper. Mipnei shezeh nimshach achrei chumro. Because that goes with that follows the chomer, the material that it is composed of. אבל אם היות שנדע שאדם צוחק ושנדע שאבן השואב מושך את הברזל, but even though we know that a certain person laughs or that this magnet attracts metal, נדע זה מצד שוציאו הניסיון, we only know this from experimentation. אבל לא נדע סיבתו, but we don't know why this is so. מפני שהם דברים שנמשכים אחר הצורה. Because these things really, the reason they are this way stems from their shape. That doesn't stem from their essence, the material that they're made of. Okay? So we're understanding the concept that he's saying. He's giving us examples that today we have a better understanding of why it works this way. But they, at least the concepts he's developing afterwards will apply them philosophically.
כי השער הזה סגור לכל דורש החוכמה, ומחקר אנושי לבד לא ייפתח.
For this gate to understanding the shape called metaphysics is something that simple deduction cannot attain. ואין ספק, if we want to understand the run, maybe just so we don't have difficulty, why are we reading all of this? If this goes back to a time that they really didn't understand how magnets work, we didn't so they didn't understand all of this, so fine, so he's giving these examples. But maybe the way to understand the Ran is in line with what the Maharal says. The Maharal says, Chazal tell us reasons why there's a solar eclipse. Chazal tell us reasons why there's a lunar eclipse. Chazal say that the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse, they are a sign of certain things that happen. There's a whole Gemara that discusses why there's a solar eclipse and why there's a lunar eclipse. There's a Gemara that discusses why there's thunder. Two clouds crashing one into another. So you read these Gemaras and you could say, well, Chazal didn't understand nature. But the Maharal says that when the Gemara explains to us reasons in nature, what the Gemara is telling us is not the physical reason as to why these occurrences are happening in nature. If the Gemara tells us the reason for an eclipse is because there's lack of justice here on earth, the Gemara doesn't mean that it reaches a point where God says, enough, so much injustice, now there's going to be an eclipse. We know you could forecast an eclipse. The Maharal knew that too. The idea, says the Maharal, is that what the Gemara is telling us is that why did God create this concept in the world? Not why is it occurring this minute, but why does this exist in the world that there is an eclipse? God created a sun, God created a moon. Why did God create times where they eclipse one another? That was to remind us that there are these problems in the world. But it doesn't mean that this minute there's an eclipse because that happened now. But rather, in general, when the Gemara discusses reasons for nature, what the Gemara is discussing is not why is this occurring now, but rather why did God create it so? That's a concept that the Maharal says in Der HaGola. And maybe, what? Oh, so we have to take each example and see. The Maharal discusses them. Certain examples will have that explanation, and other Gemaras, we have to understand what the Gemara is talking about, right? So there, maybe Gemara is talking about a different concept. We have to see each one. We discussed once, the Rambam's son wrote a tshuva in which he says that when it comes to nature, what Chazal explained in nature, so you don't have to accept what Chazal said. They explained it the way they understood, and maybe today we understand better, and we don't have to get so excited when Chazal tells something that applies to our oral law. So there we have to accept whatever they said based on tradition. When Chazal said things with regard to nature, so they said it based on their understandings, and you don't have to fight and say everything they said is exactly right, because sometimes you're not going to be able to rectify or explain or understand everything that they said. There's a famous letter of Rabbi Avram ben Arambam that he wrote like that. But the Maharal gives a different explanation, and maybe that's the concept that the Ran is referring to here when he says that there's metaphysics, there's a spiritual reason why different items have different natures and different forces, so that's something which we cannot attain on our own.
ואין ספק, אין אנדאודדי, כי הפועלים המתחייבים מצד חומר הדבר בערך אל הפועלים מתחייבים מצד עצם הדבר הם כמר מדלי. And undoubtedly, when we discuss the functions of something that stem from its the physical material, what it's composed of, and we compare it to the functions that stem from its root, from the source of this item, called the metaphysical aspect of the item, undoubtedly our understanding of the physical is like a drop in the bucket. Mar is a drop.
right? Mar cheshvan, the drops of cheshvan, mar midli, a drop in a bucket. Kielu yotzi mi amitata devar v'atzmuto, because the understanding of the metaphysical aspects of an item, that stems from understanding its essence, its truth. Ve'elu nimshachim mimikrav shehem yotzi mi'amitato, and understanding its physical aspects is understanding the derivatives of the metaphysical understanding. Ve'elu apolim ayotzi mitzad atzura hem nitlim mitzad teva notnei atzura. And when we understand the shape, the spiritual aspects of an item, so then we're understanding the aspects of the one who gave it this shape. And when I look at a flower, I can't derive why did God create the flower this way. If I want to understand why the flower has the shape, I can't understand it. I could analyze it under a microscope. I could understand its material. I could understand what it is composed of. But I cannot understand why did God fashion this flower this way? Why does it have this shape? That's something which I can't deduce. A person knows that that's something that's beyond him. So that's the wisdom that the Ran is going to develop. That's the wisdom of Maaseh Bereshit, the understanding of, so to speak, from God's perspective, the understanding of the shape that God gave things. So to summarize what we saw today, the Ran said that everything that's created has two aspects. There's the physical, you could look at it and see what it is composed of. And then there's what we might call the metaphysical, there's the shape, which goes back to the understanding of why God created it that way. And that is something which one cannot attain on his own. And that is an aspect of nature that Chazal were referring to when they said Maaseh Bereshit, an aspect of nature which one cannot deduce, one can only attain if he receives it from God. And that is the aspect of Maaseh Bereshit that one has to take care not to reveal publicly. And the Ran will expand on this a little bit more. We'll see next time.